St Finian's Magazine, May 2025. Dear friends, as the magazine is being prepared this month, we are enjoying a beautiful week of spring weather. The sun has been shining, the clocks have gone forward, and the gardeners are out in force, cutting the grass and getting everything into a beautiful array of colour and vitality. As these things are happening, there is also an anxiety in the air as the recent global tariffs imposed by the United States are creating instability in the financial markets, and people are worrying about the industries that provide livelihoods for so many across the globe. At times like this, we hold a simple belief that God is sovereign, that He is in control, and He cares for His world and His people right across the world. There has been such upheaval with wars and earthquakes in Myanmar and the continuous rumbling of conflict in Ukraine and Gaza. It's hard to know what is best to pray for, but I continually pray for aid agencies working on the ground to bring relief and supplies to desperate people across the world. I pray for the rising up of a new generation of peacemakers and negotiators that can bring about ceasefires and broker peace deals that will bring relief and justice to those who have suffered so terribly in these conflicts. The Church proclaims our belief in a suffering Saviour who walks alongside us in all we face and go through, and it was good to be able to reflect so powerfully on his life and death and resurrection in our Lent, Holy Week and Easter services. It was good to get out into the community to invite our neighbourhood to some of these events and to try to share the hope we have found in Jesus. During this month, we look forward to welcoming Francis Kamanra, a theological student, among us for a three-week placement. Francis lives in the parish and will be doing some preaching, teaching and visiting during his time with us. We know he will be made welcome in people's homes and as he visits organisations and parish activities over this month. It's also an important month as we look to future staffing for the parish. The rector will be in Dublin to conduct interviews for curates who might be interested in coming to serve with us. Some students have been to visit the parish at different services in recent weeks, and we ask you to hold the students and parishes involved in this process in your prayers. It's a significant time for all of these students and their families as they face the prospect of uprooting and moving to other places to serve in ministry. The first Sunday in May is the Belfast Marathon, so please be aware that there will be some disruption to travelling around the area on that Sunday. The Craigie Road and Montgomery Road will be among the roads affected, so please be mindful of that disruption and allow some extra time to get here. We look forward to a visit from the Leprosy Mission on Sunday the 11th of May, and we want to flag up a special date for the diary during the summer. We are very hopeful that the choir from Wadham College, Oxford, will be performing a summer evening concert on either the 2nd or 4th of July at 7:30 p.m. Eva Hayward is part of this choir, and we would be very privileged indeed to have such a musical treat playing in the church on a summer's evening. There is no charge, but donations are welcome as the choir undertake this special tour of Northern Ireland. Keep your eye on the website for details. You will also find details of some special events as part of our Mind Matters project this month, including a special Taizé service on Wednesday the 7th of May and a quiet morning under the leadership of Reverend Dr. Pat Mollum from the Church's Ministry of Healing on the 17th of May. Our prayer meetings on Thursdays will resume in May, so as always, there is plenty to look forward to. We are grateful to all those who have offered to serve in the Select Vestry and congratulate our new office bearers for the coming year. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pearce, Rector, telephone 02890 793822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will resume at 7 p.m. on Thursday the 1st of May. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoomtostvinians@btconnect.com or contact the rector. From the registers, Christian Burial, 1st of April, Carol Smith, 9th of April, Bert Corcoran. Annual Vestry Meeting. The new Select Vestry was appointed at a meeting of the General Vestry held on the 8th of April 2025. Chairman, Canon John O'Pierce. Rectors, Church Warden, Trevor McIntyre. Rector's Glebe Warden Jim Hoghe, People's Church Warden Georgina Johnson, People's Glebe Warden Jeff Harmon, Parish Treasurer Brian Lavery, Secretary to the Select Vestry May Lavery. Vestry members Peter Armstrong, Neil Donaldson, Julie Cunningham, Michael Cunningham, Rosemary Gamble, Karen Gately, Carol McGlattery, Claire Monaghan, Norman Slater, Trevor Smith. Finance Committee, Brian Lavery, Treasurer, Robert Crawford, Neil Donaldson, Timothy Leckie, Norman Slater, Trevor Smith. Glebes Committee, Jim Hoghe, Karen Gately, Jeff Harmon, Neil Donaldson, Claire Monaghan. Wednesday morning, communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for tea, coffee, scones and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. Prayer warrior, do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 07513947504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. Postcards. A friend of the church, Catherine Darcy, has kindly sent us some postcards of beautiful photos she has taken of roses. Catherine has said that sometimes even a few words can bring comfort and joy to a housebound friend. The postcards are sitting at the back of the church for you to take and use as you see fit. Why not brighten someone's day by thinking of them? Our thanks go to Catherine for her thoughtfulness and her very apt quote. A single rose can be my garden, a single friend my world. Leo Buscaglia. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The Divine Healing Ministry Service will be held on Tuesday the 27th of May at 7:30 p.m. A guest speaker will be in attendance. Everyone is very welcome. Norman Slater. St Finian's Boys Brigade. Please note that the BB Company and Junior sections will finish this year on Monday the 12th of May. St Finian's Toddlers. Our toddlers group will not be meeting on Monday the 5th of May and Monday the 26th of May due to the bank holidays. We will meet as usual on the 12th and the 19th of May. Messy Church. Hello everyone. Our next Messy Church will be held on Friday the 6th of June. All children of nursery and primary school age are welcome. We look forward to sharing faith, fun and food with you from 3:30 until 5 p.m. Come along and bring a friend. God bless the Messy Church team. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. I wondered why the word May Day was used as an international distress signal by sailors and pilots under life-threatening circumstances. Apparently the term is derived from French May Day, which means help me, and by extension is not only applies to mariners and air personnel, but is also used by the emergency services. For our May meeting on Thursday the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m, we have a speaker from the Northern Ireland Air Ambulance Service, or properly known as the Air Ambulance Northern Ireland, AANI. It hasn't been going for a long time, since 2016, but I remember hearing about the late Dr. John Hines, who was one of the figures who campaigned long and hard for Northern Ireland to have its own air ambulance service. I thought at the time what an inspirational person he was, because it was an uphill struggle to get things up and running. It was so poignant that he then tragically died in an accident at a motorcycle race. What a legacy he left, not least inspiring so many other people, professionals and volunteers who carry on the work today when some thought it couldn't be done. Don't we all need inspiring people to influence us all to do better? Whether that be people standing up against injustice, for example, Malala Yousafzai, an activist of women's and girls' human rights against the Taliban, or characters like Speedo Mick, Michael Cullen, who has walked all around the UK in his swimming trunks and goggles, raising huge amounts of money for charity and engaging with all the people he meets. Hopefully we will, in albeit a smaller way, leave a legacy behind of thoughtfulness and kindness for our friends, relatives and communities. Our ultimate inspirer is, of course, our Lord and Saviour, who blazed a trail across our world in his earthly ministry and suffered and died and rose again, as we've just celebrated at Easter, and is interceding for us at the Father's right hand as we seek to follow him and make him known. Dates for your diary. Thursday, the 1st of May, 2025, meeting. See details in my letter. Thursday, the 15th of May, 2025, 2 p.m, indoor members, Holy Communion service and afternoon tea party, St. Ignatius Carry Duff. An open invitation is made to our senior branch members to attend. Transport will be provided. Saturday, the 7th of June, 2025, 10 a.m, visit to the Livingston Centre, Hallinchy Parish Church, with guided tour and refreshments, bus provided. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, mobile 07596075081. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, May 2025. 1st to the 2nd of May, Aru in DR Congo, Kizezi in Uganda, Ikidura in Nigeria, Ho in Ghana, York in England and Guyana, and Suriname in Guyana. 4th to the 6th of May, Upper Shara in Malawi, Maralal Missionary Area in Kenya, Makurdi and Ifo in Nigeria, Chum, Kilala and Ankara in All Ireland, and Mumbai in India. 7th to the 9th of May, Torret in South Sudan, Meru in Kenya, Equiano in Nigeria, Secondi in Ghana and the Arctic in Canada. 11 to the 13th of May, Twick East in South Sudan, Roria in Tanzania, Oweri and Ughelli in Nigeria, Gippsland in Australia and Cashelin Ossory in All Ireland. 14 to the 16th of May, Meridi in South Sudan, Kirinyaga in Kenya, Zaki Biam and Ijesi, North East in Nigeria, and Waikato and Taranaki in New Zealand. 18th to the 20th of May, Grahamstown in South Africa, Maasai in Tanzania, Afikpo in Nigeria, Waiso in Ghana, Chester in England, and Northern Argentina in Argentina. 21st to the 23rd of May, Christ the King in South Africa, East Rwenzori in Uganda, Gombe and Nyabusa in Nigeria, and Bunbury in Australia. 25th to the 27th of May, Bor in South Sudan, Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, Oru and Ole in Nigeria, Rockhampton in Australia, and Agra in India. 28th to the 30th of May, Angola, North Akoli in Uganda, Okene and Ibadan South in Nigeria, Aberdeen and Orkney in Scotland, and Karnataka South in India. Services for May. Sunday the 4th of May, the third Sunday of Easter, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer with guests from St. Malachy's College. Sunday the 11th of May, the fourth Sunday of Easter, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 18th of May, the fifth Sunday of Easter, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 25th of May, the 6th Sunday of Easter, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Thursday the 29th of May, the Ascension Day, 7:30 p.m. Special Ascension Day Service. Creche. A creche is now available during the 11 a.m. service. Feel free to leave your children over to the Houston Hall at any point before or during the service. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello ladies, it seems no time since I was writing the notes for January's magazine, and now I'm writing the last before our summer break. We are only having one meeting in May, Friday the 9th, a visit to the Flower Festival in First Cumber Presbyterian Church. At the time of writing this notice, the details have still to be finalised. We'll keep you posted. If we don't see you, then Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I hope that the long summer days bring sunshine and good cheer. Julie, 07814 928398. Flower donation rota. May 4th, Mrs. J. Cunningham. 11th, Mother's Union. 18th, Mrs. I. Ireland. 25th, Mrs. K. Hannah. Trees in the church grounds. As many people will now be aware, the recent storms caused substantial damage to a number of trees around the grounds of the church. Some interim work has been carried out on a number of damaged trees, but full removal will require professional expertise. The vestry considered the approach to some trees which escaped damage in the storms but which constitute a threat to our church buildings. Several trees are in positions where, if they were to come down, severe damage would be caused, certainly rendering the church or halls unusable for many months and requiring considerable expenditure to rectify. Some of these trees may have been weakened in the recent storms without displaying any observable damage. Taking into consideration the risks and hazards, it has been determined to take down a number of trees situated very close to buildings to reduce the potential damage in the event of future storms. The vestry approached a number of contractors for prices for the removal works, and the successful contractor has been appointed. Unfortunately, such is the demand for tree removal services at present, the main removal works have been planned for week commencing the 16th of June. In the meantime, it will be important that children stay away from any damaged trees or trees branches on the ground until we can complete removal. Jim Haughey, Glebe Warden. Invitation. Since September the 2nd, Mind Matters programme, funded by the Church of Ireland and Benefact Trust, has been providing a range of services of activities for all age groups. The focus has been on making connections by highlighting health and well-being both in the parish and local community. You are invited to join us for the final two events of the Mind Matters programme, which will be held in May. On Wednesday the 7th of May at 7:30 p.m, a Taizé service will be held in the church. All are welcome. This service includes music, prayers and periods of silence. On Saturday the 17th of May, a quiet day will be held at the premises of the Church Ministry of Healing, The Mount, 162 Upper Knockbreeder Road, and will be led by the Reverend Dr. Pat Mullen, Director of Ministry. The event will begin at 10:30 a.m. and finish at 1:30 p.m. Tea, coffee will be provided. People attending should bring their own lunch. To book a place, please contact Linda Leonard on 07952 982 295 by Saturday the 10th of May so that final arrangements can be made. The venue is a white building directly across the dual carriageway from St Finian's. Elijah Saunders Ice Hockey. Elijah had an amazing time at the SEDMA 2025 Ice Hockey Tournament in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and was awarded Man of the Match at his first game. Unfortunately, it didn't go their way this time, but the experience was fantastic. Elijah would like to thank everyone who helped to get him there.